Once upon a time, on Christmas Eve, Ebenezer Scrooge sat in his office counting his money when a lady was shown in who was collecting for the poor.
Oh, it's our annual collection for the poor and destitute, sir. To buy them food and fuel, how much would you like to donate?
Excuse me? Okay, that is a really stupid question.
Okay?
Every last one that loses, I say it again, deport them. Every one of them, total losers. Send it back where they came from.
But there are 11 million of them, Mr. Scrooge.
I don't care. You got to round them up, send them south, okay? And we'll build a beautiful wall to keep the others out. You got to be tremendously tough, okay?
That night, as Scrooge sat in his rooms eating his supper, he heard someone coming up the stairs into the room, dragging chains behind him.
Ebenezer Scrooge, it is I, your partner, Jacob Marley, condemned to walk the earth carrying the chains I forged in life.
I gotta tell you, I got no idea what you're talking about here.
Beware, Ebenezer, lest you meet the same fate.
Okay, you're a total loser, you know that? You're disgusting. What a dope. Okay, very low-energy dope, too, I might add.
You will be visited by a spirit tonight at the stroke of 12.
Right, sure, okay. What do you know? See you later. Good riddance. Hello? Okay, who's this now? Excuse me, who are you?
Oh, I am the spirit whose coming was foretold to you. The ghost of Christmas past.
Oh, boy, is this going to take long here? You know, I got a whole list of appointments here. Got to see the dermatologist, you know, talk to the guys who count my money. Got to fly down to Florida, okay,
no,
so.
No, you need to look. Here's who you were 10 years ago.
There we go.
Uh-huh. You supported universal health care. A ban on assault weapons, legalization of marijuana. You were pro-choice. You were opposed to us going to war unless there was a direct threat to the country. And you proposed a one-time 14% surtax on wealth.
Right.
You were to the left of Bernie Sanders, Ebenezer. So what happened?
Okay, who are you? Are you from the Washington Post?
Oh,
yeah, Washington Post. Look, you're a disaster, okay? You're the worst ghost I ever saw in my life. Get out of here. Security, get this ghost out. Come on, move it. Oh, boy, what is this? Another one? Okay, what do you want, huh? Who are you now?
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
You have a Christmas present for me, then, is that...
I am here to show you the humble condo of your assistant vice president, Bob Cratchit.
Oh boy, I should have fired him a long time ago.
See where he and his little family gather for their Christmas goose?
Well, here we are. Children, come please. It's our Christmas pudding, it is. Tapioca. Wish it could be more, but anyway, children, please. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a very handsome tapioca pudding it is, love.
Well, no thanks to Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, now.
No, you, an assistant vice president, earning $35,000 a year. Lousy benefits, ugly offices. Your boss always in your face, demanding, harassing people. And now he's running for president. What an embarrassment.
Now it's Christmas Eve, my lord.
Well. Oh, geez, I gotta tell you something. That is not much of a dinner there, spirit. Are they gonna order takeout or what? Hey, who's your kid sitting in the corner?
That is their little boy, Tiny Tim.
Wow, how'd he get to be so tiny? He looks what? He looks about 4 inches tall there.
3.5. He was shrunken by watching too much television. Reality television. His brain is the size of a dried lentil. And he is one of your biggest supporters. See his t-shirt?
I sure do. Scrooge, make America great again. That's my boy. Say, what'll happen to him anyway here?
The next spirit will come tonight at the tolling of the bell. Farewell, Mr. Scrooge.
Wait, farewell. Whoa, wait. So, I take it you're the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Okay, what do you got for me? What's that man saying on the TV there?
Meanwhile, in New York, the Scrooge Organization filed for bankruptcy protection following the losses of Reese's.
Okay, what's going on here? Hey, narrator guy, you. Narrator, you.
Me.
That's right, you.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is going here.
Uh-huh.
You're going to show me that tiny kid, aren't you? And well, then I'm supposed to burst into tears, promise to reform. Am I right here? Huh? Am I right?
Well,
what's this paper you handed me here? What are these, my lines? Okay, you expect me to say that? I am not the man I was. I promise to honor Christmas in my heart every day of the year. Come on, get out of here. I've never apologized in my life. I'm not going to start now. You think so? You're a bunch of dopes, total losers, ghosts, all of you. You want an inspirational story? Find somebody else. I am out of here. Goodbye.
Ebenezer.
What?
Oh, Benny.
Mom?
Just say your lines nice and clear.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I will honor Christmas in my heart.
Look up when you say it. Okay. Look at me. Nice, clear voice.
I will honor Christmas.
Diction.
I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year.
Yes.
I will live in the past, the present, and the future. I will forego pride, ill will, hatred, envy, bigotry, and selfishness. I will be as good a man as this good old city's ever known.
That's very good,
Benny. Okay, can I go now?
One more line, Benny.
Oh, come on, Ma.
Say it loud and clear.
God bless us, everyone.
There you go.
God blesses everyone, Ebenezer. You're so right.